Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good love and all bad. And usually it's too late when you...
38 Special bringing this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. Scott is, he is the security advocate. He's the one. He's our top cybersecurity expert, and he's got some news for us. Scott, one of the things you've been watching lately is the is a potential increase in denial of service. Will you talk to us about what that means?
Oh, boy, that's some scary stuff.
Tell us what denial of service is.
Yep, thank you. Denial of service, to start with, is basically blocking you from part of your network. It could be something like simple as taking your website offline. It could be something like putting you in a position where you can't get to any of your data, or you can't send out emails.
Is denial of service taking over your computer, or they call it hijacking? What's the word they use?
A botnet?
No. What if they take over your computer? If they hold you for ransom for your computer, is that
ransomware?
Ransomware
is actually a different threat.
That's not the same thing as denial of service, is it?
Mm-mm. Effectively, the way denial of service works for the most part is it's a variant on it called distributed denial of service. And what that comes down to is you're attacked by something called a botnet. Now, a botnet is basically lots of computers that have been compromised, usually through malware, so that they're being controlled by someone over the internet called either a bot master or bot herder, and they can direct all of
these
computers.
And one of those computers could be your grandmother who clicked on a fishing link one time, right?
It could be your grandmother.
And they just took over her computer. She's part of the problem.
This doesn't just hit people who aren't tech savvy, because
right.
The way botnet software works is it's stealthy and in the background. If you're in the botnet, all you really notice is that your computer's a bit slower.
Yeah.
Now, what makes the new stuff really, really bad is that they've moved beyond PCs. They're now moving into what's called the Internet of Things technology.
Yeah.
So what they're taking
includes computers that are running our grid, our electrical grid.
Well, it's
like
more
that.
Than just computers. Now it's routers. Now it's
right.
Video cameras. It could be your thermostat. It could be that smart fridge that tells you when the spin is going
bad. Or the computer in your
car. What effectively happens with a distributed denial of service attack is it's just basically traffic. Basically electronic traffic, all directed at one source at the same time. So from your standpoint, if you're hit with one of these attacks, I guess a good analogy might be, let's say you own a coffee shop. There you are one morning selling coffee, and all of a sudden, 100,000 zombies appear in and around your store. You can't sell coffee. You can't move. You can't deal with your customers. Let's say these are non-malicious zombies. They're not eating anybody, but they're just
in the
way.
Hanging out, blocking.
You can't do anything. And in effect, that's kind of what this is like. You're overwhelmed with traffic. And the thing is, even though something like a camera isn't going to send you an email, it still communicates back and forth with the network. Even something as simple as sending basically a signal through what's called a protocol, which is how different network systems communicate with each other. In effect, what it will do is it'll send something like a check saying, like, yes, system is running. Maybe it's sending something like what's called an echo request, echo reply, which is sort of like a sonar ping. You sort of check another system to see if it's working. If suddenly you are on a system and you get 600,000 of these echo replies all at once,
mm-hmm.
you're overwhelmed. Your system can't
run.
You're
out of business. Your customers can't get to you.
Yeah. And the way these work in a practical sense nowadays is a lot of basically attackers will do these for ransom.
These are targeted things, right? Find somebody.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't where they just do it, throw it out there to see what kind of mayhem they can create. They have a plan, right? They're going after you.
Sometimes it'll be done as an actual attack, like revenge to take like a bank offline or something like that. Or what happened recently that was really eye-opening, there is a really great blog out there called Krebs on Security, done by a former Washington Post reporter who now focuses on cybercrime. His name is Brian Krebs. He does great stuff. However, he's good enough at what he's doing that he really ticks off a lot of people in the darker, seedier sides of the cyber world. So they will sometimes come after him.
Huh.
And it's not infrequent for him to be hit with these attacks. He got hit with the largest one in history a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
And what made this super scary is that it was so insanely large, they figured out it was coming from these Internet of Things devices, and they're normally so badly secured, they have either really lame default passwords.
Most of these Internet of Things are not secured at all, are they?
Exactly. Even something like your router. If you want to know your router's password, most of the time it's the default unchanged. You can look it up on routerpasswords.com.
Right.
That's great if you lose your password. It's not so great if any hacker, and every hacker knows this site exists, goes and looks. Now, what winds up happening here is, okay, so Krebs has been hit with this massive attack. He was being protected by a company called Akami, which is a big, huge content delivery network itself.
Right.
They got overwhelmed. They couldn't do it. What finally got him back up and running was something called Project Shield, which is a free facility from Google. So what this says is that someone like Krebs has to get an internet giant like Google to protect him from one of these attacks.
Hmm.
Now, this seemed like this insanely rare, huge attack. A few days later, an even larger attack hit using the same method for, I think it was a content provider out in France. And then the big kicker came a couple of days ago when the source code for this, which is called the Mirai botnet, was released online. So this now means that this can be done by everyone everywhere.
Wow.
That's kind of terrifying because, in effect, what they're doing is they're grabbing up...
Are we nearing a time when the Internet is so compromised that it's basically rendered ineffective?
Well, you know, one thing that's kind of funny with the way the net works, there's already technology in place which could mitigate stuff like this, but it tends not to be in place. It's human nature. It's like, hey, look, it works. It's broke. It's not broke. Let's not fix it. We're fine. So this is how you tend to have a lot of older stuff in use.
Right.
For example, we were talking about the IP addresses earlier.
Yeah, I gotta take a quick break. But back to this,
mm-hmm.
I mean, can we fight these guys at all? I mean, how does a regular business protect themselves from something like that?
Well, invariably, a big leap like this is going to run into some big leaps in defense coming soon. Now, we've got the big leap in offense. This is basically World War One, where it's trench warfare against machine guns.
Right.
Though there will be something better, like the new tank will come out soon.
Yeah.
This just came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Is it scary?
I see.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Quick break. Right back with Scott Arno. Some other things to talk to scare you about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.